Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The DGV Health Program. Hi, I'm Doug Steff, and welcome in. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us. Always excited to hear from Ken. The latest news from the world of conventional medicine. Ken studies a lot. He's a researcher. In addition to being a doctor, he's got a PhD as well as an MD. Practices in his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, outside of Orlando. I think he's still in an area where they can control... You can control your comings and goings without having to go to Disney, right? I think you're all set there. Although a lot of people that go to Disney would be well served. It's only a half hour from Disney to get up to where Ken is. So you want to go see him for a visit? Help yourself. Call him. Call the office, 352-735-1400. Speaking from personal experience, it is well worth your time. And then people listen to him talking about the issues, medical issues, and they like his approach to things. We still have some COVID things, although... thank heavens they're diminishing. But let's get to the COVID things first, Ken. First, transmission information, not transmissions in your car, but transmission of COVID and where and how it is transferred, if you will. What's the latest on that?
Well, this comes out of the journal. There's a journal for everything. Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. Say that three times fast. Mm-hmm. And what they discover is what most of us suspect, and they looked at it in more depth than anyone yet. And what their conclusion is that it's 1,000 times more likely that you'll get COVID-19 from air than from surfaces. So all those efforts at cleaning off the doorknobs everywhere else, yeah, think about it a little bit, but if you're going to get it almost likely you're going to get it in the air and in an indoor air setting. Remember, this is an indoor virus. When you're outside, you don't have to worry about getting COVID unless somebody with COVID kisses you outside. But just walking around outside, you're not going to get COVID.
Well, you know, what bothers me and what I've said many times in various venues, whether it's here or in the daily DJV program or other things, the farm show that I do, has to do with the fallacy of all of those, the sprays and things you put on your hand that are supposed to purify your hand. They do, but they also, along with killing the bad germs and bad viruses, they kill the good stuff, which is what you need in order to survive. So we've done a lot in the name of purifying, and they've all those companies done a great job in selling their product. But it's kind of like this with me anyway.
Doug, you have to put this in context. If you, Doug Steffen, were working in the intensive care unit with people around you, unfortunately and sadly, dying all over the place, you'd want to use some hand sanitizer.
I don't disagree with that at all.
That would be your criteria.
Yep. No, so, I would.
But if you're in the middle of nowhere with no one having COVID and you're outside milking cows, you don't need to worry about it. So, yes, you don't have to put a hand sanitizer. So this is really dependent on what context you're in and what your risk of getting COVID-19 is.
I think that's well put, very apt. All right, thank you for that clarification. Continuing on with COVID, 13% of people hospitalized suffer brain complications. Now, this sounds like something to dig into, Ken. What's the story?
Right. And again, why COVID-19 is something to be concerned about and not just ignored, because we don't want anyone to unfortunately have a preventable serious brain issue. And this is pretty remarkable. This is out of Critical Care Explorations this week, that 13%, over 1 in 10 people, Doug, hospitalized for COVID-19, suffer significant brain complications. We're talking now strokes and seizures. So prevention, prevention, prevention.
There you go. Bing, bang, boom. So here's another one. The latest on the COVID pill, I would like to explore a little bit with you. if you're a patient, you suffer a relapse, you take the, what is it, Paxlovid? Is that the, how do we pronounce it? The pill from
Paxlovid, yes.
Paxlovid. So,
Paxlovid.
Apparently, after you take this, you're advised to take more, according to the guy from Pfizer. What do you know about that? This is, if you don't know, this is a drug authorized to help treat those who have been at high risk for severe COVID symptoms. But you can't take it till after you got it, right?
Well, Paxlovid is not a preventive from getting COVID-19. Paxlovid is an antiviral. It works by inhibiting viral replication. So Paxlovid is very effective if you take it within 5 days of the onset of infection. So as soon as you have symptoms, you want to ask the doctor to get you a prescription for Paxlovid. This is very effective, up to 90% effective in keeping people away from severe COVID-19, the type that gets you into the hospital, the one that we just talked about that results in all of these horrible complications. So if you have symptoms, the ideal now is have a test kit at home or go get tested. And then if you are positive, get a prescription as soon as possible for Paxlovid. This is an oral therapy, not intravenous.
No. And a lot of locations, thousands, tens of thousands around the country, have a supply of this drug now, apparently.
It's easier.
It is.
I have found in the last 3 or 4 weeks it's getting pretty easy to find this, and it wasn't up until that point.
Yeah. And there's some other things around that were around that have been turned out to be, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I'll look back. There's a story that I saw earlier this week about something that was around earlier, and then it got discredited and ought not to have gotten discredited. I'll check it out. Hold on a second. We'll continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. Let's talk about MyPillow. They have a BOGO deal. It's a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions and millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with items from MyPillow. Right now, you go to the MyPillow catalog online at MyPillow.com. You get a buy one, get one free deal on bed sheets, the Giza pillow, the Giza Elegant Sheets, the MyPillows, the towel sets, the Roll and Go pillows. These pillows, pretty much all the pillows, are in the BOGO deal. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. But for heaven's sakes, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one and get one free on a number of products at MyPillow.com. So check it all out. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code DJV for all the BOGO extravaganza prices.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Moving back into the zone, the health zone, the medical zone. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. So Ken does a lot of research every week, looking into the journals of medicine to find things that are applicable to our everyday lives and explaining how the information affects us and what we can do with the info to use it to our benefit, to our good. I noticed that there are a number of factors that have been, I don't know, discovered or just added. There's a list that add to the risk for first-time acute MI in young adults. You want to explain what MI is?
Myocardial infarction. You know, this is a big medical word for heart attack.
Right.
Permanent damage to the heart muscle. And
what do you make of that as a cardiologist, Ken? Have you seen younger people who have suffered from this during COVID? Have you seen any of this?
I've seen it forever, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's been a little bit more in COVID because for several factors, people are not getting delayed care, delayed preventive care, delayed going to the doctor's office, to the hospital. So we've seen more heart attacks during COVID, people drinking more alcohol, people more mentally stressed. Mental stress is a big factor in coronary artery disease. So the risk factors, people just not getting their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight under control. Who hasn't put on 10 pounds at some point during COVID-19?
Here.
And so yeah. Know, the COVID-10 with the gyms closed and the stress. So all of the factors that increase all of our own risk for heart attacks have gone up during COVID-19, and we're busy trying now, living our lives with this now, not pandemic, but endemic, trying to figure out how we can all live our lives with this and hopefully get our risk factors under control and hopefully getting our risk factor and our prevention for not only heart disease, but for cancer, for everything back on track. And we're very busy getting people back on schedule.
Yeah.
And if you're off schedule, don't feel bad. So many people are off schedule. No one's going to yell at you, or no good doctor will. You know, they may, you know, try to steer you in the right direction, but don't put it off because you're afraid of getting a lecture. Just go get it done.
Yeah.
Get back on the prevention mode.
All right. I went back to
I didn't answer your question in this study. This is a very important study. Do we have time to talk about it?
Yeah,
this
please.
Seven factors. Yeah. Okay. This comes out of JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, Network Open this week. You know, Doug asked me, as usual, he likes to bundle the questions, and that's good. That's Doug, and that's fair. So, you know, ask first, have I seen heart attacks? But really asked first about what was identified in this new study. Seven factors that account for the vast majority of risk for first-time heart attacks in young adults. Young in medicine is under age 65, whether Doug likes it or not.
I can't change the rules
in medicine for Doug. I can change a lot of things for Doug, but I can't change certain rules. But this study identified seven things.
All right, so hold on. I want to give us – let's just do them all at once. So let's take a break,
okay,
and then we'll come back. The seven factors that account for the vast majority of risk for people who have – these are young people, young adults who are at risk for having the acute problem, heart problem. All right, hold on. Dr. Ken and Doug here at the 21 After the Hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Doug Steffen. Here, Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Montoro, Florida. Reach out to him at his office for a connection. Go to the office or have a telemedicine connection. Office number is 352-735-1400. Residents of Central Florida listening to this on all the stations that carry the program in Florida recognize that area code because that's Central Florida. 352-735-1400. All right, to go back to the factors that account for, I wanted Ken to have plenty of time to go through these without being interrupted, the factors that account for the majority of risk for first-timers, young adults having cardiac problems. Ken?
Sure. This is really important. Get out the pens and paper or listen to the podcast. That is so much work.
Podcast every week, by the way. Thank you for reminding the audience. Podcast at DJV Health Show.
Into it, so listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
thanks,
anyway, go ahead.
Thanks, for putting the work into it.
Yes,
but here are the risk factors that everybody needs to know. We're talking about young adults under age 65. Let's go through them. 7. Diabetes, depression, high blood pressure, smoking, a family history of premature early heart attack. That's in your immediate family, parents, siblings, or children, men 55 or less in age, and women 65 or less. A low household income and increased cholesterol. So you look at all these factors during COVID, you know, what didn't go up? Diabetes, people put on weight, depression, who didn't have an effect on their sadness, their feelings during COVID? High blood pressure, the effective increase in weight, smoking, the stress, people smoking, the family history of premature heart attack, you can't affect that. That wasn't affected by COVID. Low household income, certainly that was affected by COVID. An increase in cholesterol, the wrong diet, not getting exercise, putting on weight, increase in cholesterol. So what did COVID-19 do to all 6 out of 7 of the risk factors for an early heart attack in young people? Raise them. Let's get them turned around as we begin to start to live our lives.
All right. How do we do that? What do we do to turn around to make sure you don't become a victim because you have one of these risks or one or more of these risks?
Well, what you want to do is make sure you know 4 numbers: blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and your blood sugar. That's important for everybody. You want to get on a healthy diet, Mediterranean diet is my favorite one. Certainly there are some other healthy diets. And you also want, after the doctor says it's okay, to get into an exercise program. And not to be self-serving. I mean, I am a preventive cardiologist. I'm certainly not the only one. You can talk to your primary care doctor if they are very preventive oriented. Some are, some aren't. But also some cardiologists really stress prevention. That is where I have headed late in my career. I started on the other side, working with people who are at the end in the critical care unit, and realized, boy, would I love to be on the other side of the roadmap, is preventing people from getting all of this havoc. And now preventive cardiology has become very sophisticated. It's an exciting area of cardiology, and that's where I'm spending most of my time.
Right. Well, that's a good thing, and you do a lot of research with your patients. You've got things there like you treat people in your clinic for EECP, which in many ways is a preventative, having experienced it myself after you discovered something, and then we started working. I think I introduced you to EECP, or I don't mean that sound egotistically, but I think I fumbled and stumbled into it, and then it seemed to fix the problem that I have. So the point is that listening to Ken is good for your health. DJV Health Show continues in a matter of moments.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, three in Virginia, three in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled a public appearance on Thursday. Alito deciding not to attend a judicial conference after his opinion draft on abortion rights was illegally leaked on Monday. The White House has yet to condemn the leak, but Democratic Senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, has.
I completely condemn the leak, and whoever leaked it, you know, should be prosecuted. I don't have the foggiest idea who did it. Whoever did it ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But let's not jump to the conclusion, because I've seen all these theories. And I, again, this is the kind of, I think, cheapening of America, where rules, morals, mores are being undermined on a constant basis.
City leaders in Juneau, Alaska, are reaching out to a cruise ship that has reported a COVID-19 outbreak among passengers. The Carnival Spirit is expected to arrive sometime Saturday. Cruise line officials say all infected passengers were dropped off in Seattle before the ship left port. Juneau city leaders are working to determine whether the vessel will be denied the chance to moor. A yacht belonging to a Russian oligarch has been seized by authorities in Fiji. U.S. officials say the oligarch bought the yacht after he was sanctioned in 2018. The ship was thought to be on its way to Russia to avoid seizure when it docked in Fiji. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the second half hour of Dr. Ken being here on his DJV Health Show Hour. You can get these podcasts, as Ken was suggesting, free at djvhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, the most recent one is a focus on food, fast food, and the wrappers. This is really funny. They've taken the bad stuff out of the food, and they put it into the wrappers. So Ken explains how that is all about. And then more on the COVID vaccines and that sort of thing. What happens when avocados are eaten? It's good for those of you who are at risk for a heart attack, I'll tell you that. Anyway, find out all the details. Archived, there are 555. Wow. You realize that, Ken? 555 archived DJV Health Show podcasts. 555 of them are at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your, you can listen to them there. You can find, you go to djvhealthshow.com, you'll see the list of all of them. The problems that each of the shows represent are there. So you can look at them. If you're looking for some specific information, look at the info that's published and listen to the podcast free, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Isn't that amazing? We've done 500 of these things. Good God. I'm amazed. All right. And thanks to Bob. We've got them all archived and ready for you to listen to. You can spend the next year and a half of your life listening to the DJV show at djvhealthshow.com. I made a reference before we leave COVID and all the discussions, because we need to talk about some of the other things going on, other medical issues. But I noticed that Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee has signed
a bill that allows ivermectin, which is the antiviral drug that was talked so much about at the beginning of COVID, to be used, available now, for the treatment of COVID without a prescription. So what do you think of that? Ivermectin, you want to talk a little about ivermectin and what it is, why it became so controversial, and what do you think of it being available now over the counter without a prescription in Tennessee?
Well, ivermectin came out of both human and veterinary black bags, and so it has not had quite the amount of rigorous study for effectiveness as Paxlovid. And I think before we had Paxlovid, you know, I would have been open to ivermectin. But I think now that we have Paxlovid, that Paxlovid really has taken the center stage for a relatively safe, very effective oral agent that can be obtained and
taken care of. Yeah, but you've got to get a prescription for it. Ivermectin in Tennessee, and you don't need it.
I would not advise people to pull their own teeth.
Really? So don't use ivermectin unless the doctor tells you to?
Correct. It's just not. We now have, again, since we now, it's a matter of which drug is more effective and safe for the appropriate indication. So for treating COVID-19 acute infection, without a doubt, it's not the prescription issue. Without a doubt, you want to get Paxlovid and not the ivermectin, and just ask the doctor to do it, and hopefully that won't be an issue. And this should be easy to get, and hopefully those in charge will make this easy to get, because this is the treatment you want.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. That is interesting to get your take on it. Okay. Next item on DJV Health does not have anything to do, well, maybe it does, actually, when you get down to it, because there's been a number of the increase of cases of Alzheimer's have somehow been related in part to COVID. Hasn't COVID spurred on a lot of different things? And, you know, maybe it's a stretch, but tell us about the latest research in Alzheimer's. And am I right when I suggest that COVID did have an impact on people who had Alzheimer's?
So let's untangle this one also. So the risk factors that we just talked about for heart disease, we now know those same risk factors also are involved with Alzheimer's. So when you lower your risk factors for getting heart attacks, you also lower your risk of getting a stroke. You lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's in the brain, working way longer into old age. And the news this week, why this triggered some thoughts about preventing Alzheimer's for you, Doug, is because in the medical journal Cell Metabolism, there's a concerning report about the safety of people taking on their own serine in a supplement. And serine is in many supplements, and many people are taking this on their own to try to prevent Alzheimer's disease. And finally, a good study looked at this, hoping maybe serine would help, as has been suggested by people taking it on their own. And what do you think they found? Just the opposite. They found that actually it increases the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's. And the conclusion after this study was done, and it looks like it was well done, is that you want to avoid these supplements because they will actually increase your risk of getting Alzheimer's. So, again, it's dangerous to be your own doctor. Dr. Google will tell you the benefits for everybody, not for you specifically. It'll tell you the risks for everybody, but not the risks for you personally of not doing or doing something. It's a complicated formula that takes a long time to learn how to make these decisions about the risk of taking something versus the risk of not taking something. You know, they send us away for 10 years to go to school and learn all this stuff, and it's hard, you know, Googling at night, figuring out what you should do for yourself. You know, talk to a physician about this. Don't pull your own teeth, because unintentionally you may actually make things a lot worse, as we're learning this week about people who are self-medicating over the counter with these serine supplements, making Alzheimer's worse, not as intended, better. And don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reporting what is out this week in a very reputable medical journal.
All right, so there's a new movie out this week starring Liam Neeson. It's called Memory, and it's the story about an aging hitman who is beginning to show signs of memory loss because he has early onslaught Alzheimer's and dementia. One of the best Liam Neeson movies I've seen, and I pretty much watch all of them because I like that kind of action flick, but this one is better than the last three or four. They haven't any of them been bad, but this one is a great storyline because it brings in something that's a real-life problem for guys his age. He's our age.
And with his work, it could be dangerous if he doesn't remember his assignment.
Exactly. Right, and that's part of the point of the movie. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, then perhaps you should...
He has no assignment. Memory.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's talk about this weight loss drug, which has helped people lose a lot of weight, apparently. I'm not going to even try, or maybe I should try, tirzepatide. How's that?
Exactly. Very good.
That's it? You like that? Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Doug, so, you have known me a long time, and those on the radio have heard me for a while, know that I don't like to bring false hope. I don't like to present half-baked ideas. There's a lot going on in early phase studies in medicine, and only a small fraction make it around the bases to the home plate and actually get to your pharmacist's drugstore and make it available for everybody to take. There's so much research, and it should, but just a tiny fraction actually makes it to the finish line. And so I don't want to create false hope. I'm going to break my rule because I am so excited about this drug that just finished the phase 3 trial. And I don't want people to get false hope, but this is unbelievably exciting. And the reason is because this is everybody's asked me over the decades, Dr. Ken, what can I do to lose weight? I can't lose weight. Are there any drugs to lose weight? And I'm always talking about the risks and the minimum effectiveness and you need diet and exercise. And this may change. This really could be a game changer. Lilly just announced a fairly big study that went on for 72 weeks, and for the first time ever in a traditional scientific medical study, a drug reported 20% or more weight reduction.
Hmm.
This is amazing.
Over
Think
what
about
period
your own
of time,
weight.
Ken?
Sorry?
Over what period of time?
72 weeks. This is really amazing, and this looks pretty good. It's called the SURMOUNT-1 clinical trial from Eli Lilly. And again, as Doug asked me, it was over 72 weeks. And people in this study lost 20% of their weight. So if you weigh 250 pounds, that's a 50-pound weight loss, 20% of their weight. This is huge. This is big. The side effects were not too bad. Only about 10 to 15% of the people could not continue taking the drug. Most of the side effects are GI, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, those sorts of things. And it didn't seem like there was really any serious side effects. People couldn't tolerate it. They stopped it. But most people, 85% at least, were able to continue the drug. This has not yet been approved, but making it to phase 3 is pretty impressive. It needs phase 4, which is a very large trial, and then it needs to go before the FDA. But I'm going to take out my crystal ball, Doug, and make a prediction, which I hesitate to do over the years. I read over this phase 3 trial from Lilly, and it's a really good trial, and I'm going to predict in a year from now, we're going to have a drug from traditional physicians at your traditional pharmacy with a prescription that's going to allow you to lose 20% of your body.
Now, what I'm going to ask ties into a commercial or a product that
Don't eat a lot hoping that this drug will come.
Yeah.
Continue your efforts to lose weight, please. I can't afford to lose a single listener. But there's hope out there because there are people – for multiple reasons, they do everything right, and they still are not losing weight, or just other reasons why you're not losing weight.
Well, the question is going to come on how you keep it off. Can you continue to be, is this a kind of a drug that's going to make jillionaires out of anybody who's got Pfizer stock? Not Pfizer, but Lilly.
We're not giving stock advice, because, again, anything could happen.
My question is, once you lose weight, how do you keep it off? Do you have to stay on this drug? And if so, as part of the trial, the testing, to find out what long-term effects are of taking this, because you know as well as I do, people will lose the weight, the yo-yo effect, and they'll go back and the same thing that they've done before, and they'll put the weight back on. So that's always been...
You should be working for the FDA, Doug, because this is exactly what the FDA is asking now, and that's why a phase 4 trial needs to be done, and that's why much longer-term follow-up needs to be done, and that's why this drug hasn't yet been approved and released. And these are the kinds of questions that indicate that more study needs to be done. And again, I'm just talking about a phase 3 trial, not a drug that's been released yet. And these are the exact questions the FDA is going to be asking Lilly.
All right, so a quick reminder about those of you who have gone through some program, worked hard to lose the weight, didn't have any pills like that, you want to keep it off, go to toploss.com, sign up for Calitrin. You can deliver it in 3 different ways now, 25 years, big deal for Mother's Day. Pay for 3, get 3 free. That's the deal. To keep the weight off after you've lost it, the natural way with Calitrin.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Norestani, an internal medicine physician who has been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Yes, it's time for the weekly questions for Dr. Ken. We asked a question in the last session, are fast food wrappers killing you? We were talking about the discussion that we had, the overview of these forever chemicals that were used in fast food wrappers. So you can find the answer to that question in the questions to Dr. Ken, part of the DGV Health Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you get it, along with 555 other archived DGV Health Show podcasts. That's there at your service, DGVHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so the first question has to do with lupus. There's a research paper around which identifies mutations linked to lupus. So, Ken, first, what's lupus? And then how might this research help people who have it?
So lupus is one of these autoimmune illnesses where the immune system, that part of the body that's supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and from toxins in the body, it actually starts attacking our own normal cells. The immune system gets confused. It thinks our own normal cells are foreign and destroys normal cells. And what happens in lupus, there are factors, proteins on the cells that are not normally there, and the immune system gets confused and starts attacking the normal cells. And lupus can affect you from head to toe. There's not an organ in the body that isn't affected by lupus. It's a horrible illness. Many of you know it, seeing that characteristic red rash at the face, more common in women. If you've ever seen the so-called butterfly-looking rash on the face of a woman, but it happens in men also, you'll never forget this characteristic. But clearly not the only point. Every organ, heart, brain, it affects the kidneys, and I'm going to not name every organ in the body, and because if I don't name every organ in the body, I'll leave one out. The good news is right now we don't really have ideally specific treatments. They have improved over the last decade for treating lupus, but we would like even more specific, targeted a specific missile that we could send against this and get rid of it and not destroy any of the normal tissues or cells in the body. The breakthrough announced this week is that researchers have identified a gene mutation that is linked to lupus. And this comes out of the medical journal Nature, which is one of the best scientific medical journals in the world. So this gives us real hope for a new target for specifically treating lupus. And I think in the next 5 years, this is going to end up in breakthrough new types of medications that will target the specific gene mutation. And maybe I hesitate to use the word cure lupus.
Wow. That's big time stuff. All right. So that's a good explanation and important information. Next question is one of those age old items that always comes back, or at least it's in front of us a number of times every year, and that's how much rest is enough? How many hours of sleep? Think about age. Think about, we've heard two or three conflicting things. Now you're, some people say you gotta have eight, some people say seven, some people say 7 to 8, some people say now less than that, depending on your age, yada, yada, yada. So what's the scoop?
And this is a very important question because all of us are concerned about preserving our ability to think, to remember, to make judgments, to let our brains work well into old age. We're also concerned about our blood pressure, which for most of us as we get older will go up. We're also concerned about keeping our body weight down. The common thread in obesity, hypertension, dementia, the common thread is getting enough sleep. And you have heard me over the years say 7 to 8 hours, and then there was a study about a year ago that said 6 to 7 was the right amount. And this is just the progress of investigation, a new study looking at a lot of studies with even more people. It seems like the ideal number is 7 for people over the age of 40 who want to prevent all of these problems. This comes out of Nature Aging this week.
All right. You heard it here first. Questions at this time every week for Dr. Ken. A couple of really important answers to important questions. Help yourself. Send the info that you want answered or researched to DJV Health Show to Doug at djvhealthshow.com. I am Doug Steffen. That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And this is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.